Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I go, are you ready? If A takes a swig. Yes.
I'm ready. Hi.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good.
Happy March.
All right.
March,
springtime.
March Madness. We're fucking mad.
Rar.
Rar XD. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, do you guys have, let me just go ahead and introduce us off the bat.
Okay, sure, why not?
Happy Fearsome Fridays, everybody. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
And what are you drinking?
I'm almost done with this mango chili margarita, truly.
Wow, we're going back in time with that drink as we're recording this.
Spitting it up.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking the all-famous water.
Wow, agua. Ooh. I'm drinking this watermelon Truly that I've had like 3 sips of.
Party.
Woo! Getting fucked up.
We're wild here.
Yeah, we are.
1% alcohol.
Mm-hmm. It says 1% juice.
Yeah. It's 5% alcohol.
Ooh, I'm going to get wasted. Mm-hmm.
I try, trust me, but the water never gets me there.
5.3.
Wow. That means 5.3% of you is going to be fucked up.
Hell yeah.
So, like, all of your fingers.
Crazy.
All your phalanges.
Do you guys have any hot goss?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy going on?
I recently published my third book, so there's that. Yeah, now I have 3.
I don't know if you've mentioned that on the pod.
I don't think so. I have my full trilogy now is available on Amazon. It's the full trilogy, the Peyton trilogy.
Yeah.
Bad Blood, Blood Ties, and Cold Blood by Taylor Stanicek. Check it out if you want. Yeah.
I still haven't started, but you know I have it.
Oh, like, I know. Yeah.
It's down there.
Yeah. It's available as like ebook and as a paperback. So
I have both.
You have both.
I do too.
We're collectors.
Yeah, we are. We're Stanicek stans.
Stanicheks.
But anyway, that's my gossip.
I'm gonna ask you guys a question.
Okay.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Tangled. Yeah.
Mary Poppins,
but I'd have to say Saving Mr. Banks still is the better of the two.
Oh my god.
Look at my dress.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you with my movie choice. I'll never do that again.
Fuji, you're going on a diet of only rice.
False alarm, everybody.
I had some Cane's chicken last night.
Oh, so, gosh.
Yeah.
No. I want to be in here.
Okay. Sorry about that. As if it's my fault.
Can you
fault.
Still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
For all of you that can't see that, Faye is now under her sweater.
What movie? Saving Mr. Banks?
Saving Mr. Banks.
I've never even heard of
it. It's basically the movie about how Walt Disney came to have the rights to make the movie Mary Poppins. I like the...
Is it a Disney movie?
It is a Disney movie, actually, but it's live action. So it has Tom Hanks in it. And it was just so brilliantly made. It just made Mary Poppins even better. I don't know. It's one of my favorites. It's probably not a big, you know, most people probably wouldn't say the same, but for me, it did, you know.
Hmm. Yeah. I'll have to look into it. Never heard of it. My favorite is Beauty and the Beast.
That's my second.
The live action or the
original.
The original. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But speaking of originals, have you ever wondered where some of these movies came from?
Yes, all the time.
Well, I'm going to be telling you guys about The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I almost did mermaids for my story.
Wouldn't that have been?
That would have been so cool.
Actually, this is kind of a perfect timing because isn't the new live-action Little Mermaid movie coming out this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
So the Little Mermaid, but in Danish, it's called Den Lille Havfrue.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Is a literary fairy tale written by the Danish author Hans Christian Andersen, which I'm sure you guys have heard of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although he was a prolific writer of plays, travelogues, novels, and poems, he is best remembered for his literary fairy tales. Anderson's fairy tales, consisting of 156 stories across 9 volumes, have been translated into more than 125 languages.
Holy cow. Talk about being like very successful in storytelling. Yeah. That is incredible.
It's incredible. They have become culturally embedded in the West's collective consciousness, readily accessible to children, but presenting lessons of virtue and resilience in the face of adversity for mature readers as well. His most famous fairy tales include The Emperor's New Clothes, The Little Mermaid, The Nightingale, The Steadfast Tin Soldier, The Red Shoes, The Princess and the Pea, The Snow Queen, The Ugly Duckling, The Little Match Girl, and Thumbelina.
Aww.
Wow.
Thumbelina.
So, back to Little Mermaid. The story follows the journey of a young mermaid who's willing to give up her life in the sea as a mermaid to gain a human soul. The tale was first published in 1837 as part of a collection of fairy tales for children. The original story has been subject to multiple analysis by scholars such as Jacob Boglid and Pernille Hegard.
Pernille, my boy Pernille.
As well as folklorist, which is such a cool job title.
Yeah, really.
Maria Tatter. These analyses cover various aspects of the story, from interpreting the themes to discussing why Anderson chose to write a tragic story with a happy ending. Spoiler alert.
Mm.
It has been adapted to various media, including musical theater, anime, ballet, opera, and film. There is also a statue portraying the mermaid in Copenhagen, Denmark, where the story was written and first published.
That I have heard of and seen before. Like, not in person, but I've seen the photos and pictures of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I have one photo of it at the end of the story. All right, so I'm going to tell you guys the spark notes, if you will, of the plot. So that's going to be the story. The Little Mermaid lives in an underwater kingdom with her widowed father, the Merking, her dowager grandmother, and her 5 older sisters, each of whom had been born 1 year apart, which, holy shit, if the, like, time to have a, what am I thinking of, pregnancy, if that is 9 months for a mermaid as well, like, wow, a year apart,
yeah,
5 kids in a row, or wait, 5 older sisters, 6 kids in a row.
So 6 in a like all in a row each year.
Yeah.
Basically, after you have one baby, a couple months later, you get pregnant again. And,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yikes. No, thank you. All right. When a mermaid turns 15, she's permitted to swim to the surface for the first time to catch a glimpse of the world above.
Hmm.
And when the sisters become old enough, each of them visits the upper world one at a time, every 365 days. So they're exactly 1 year apart. As each returns, the Little Mermaid listens longingly to their various descriptions of the world inhabited by human beings. When the Little Mermaid's turn comes, she rises up to the surface, watches a birthday celebration being held on a ship in honor of a handsome prince, and falls in love with him from a safe distance.
I like how they add that. From a safe distance.
Then a violent storm hits, sinking the ship, and the Little Mermaid saves the prince from drowning. She delivers him unconscious to the shore near a temple. Here, the Little Mermaid waits until a young woman from the temple and her ladies in waiting find him. To her dismay, the prince never sees the Little Mermaid or even realizes that it was she who had originally saved his life. The Little Mermaid becomes melancholy and asks her grandmother if humans can live forever. The grandmother explains that humans have a much shorter lifespan than the mermaids of 300 years.
Wow.
But that they have an eternal soul that lives on in heaven, while mermaids turn to sea foam at death.
Oh my God.
And cease to exist.
Ooh, fun.
Kind of want to be a merman now.
The Little Mermaid, longing for the prince and an eternal soul, visits the sea witch, who lives in a dangerous part of the ocean. The witch willingly helps her by selling her a potion that gives her legs in exchange for her beautiful voice.
I have to say, like, when they say a dangerous part of the ocean, I'm the guy that loves the ocean. What's the dangerous part?
All of it. All of it. Every single part.
I'm curious, like, they kind of just say, oh, the dangerous part. You know, that part. I'm like, what? Where the Kraken is? Where are we talking about here?
The bad neighborhood.
The bad
where the sea witch is.
Oh, Jesus.
As the Little Mermaid has the most enchanting voice in the entire world.
Obviously.
Just kidding. Keep going. Uh-huh. Yes.
Sing it. The witch warns the Little Mermaid that once she becomes a human, she will never be able to return to sea. Consuming the potion will make her feel as if a sword is being passed through her body. Yet, when she recovers, she'll have two human legs and will be able to dance like no human has ever danced before.
Just like picturing someone who's tap dancing really fast.
Look at her. She's dancing like no human's ever danced before.
As if they wouldn't lock her up for that.
However, she will constantly feel... Oh my God. As if she's walking on sharp knives.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a fair trade.
No.
In addition,
constantly.
She will obtain a soul only if she wins the love of the prince and marries him. For then a part of his soul will flow into her.
That's what happens when you get married.
Is it?
I think that's what happens when you have sex.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what my parents taught me.
That's why you can only do it with one person.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, or you'll go to hell.
You're leaving horcruxes and all of your whores.
All your whores. God, you gotta go find them all and kill them. Oh my God.
I just want to go to heaven.
There's a seventh one.
How many guys did you sleep with? I'm really sorry. Geez. It was Mardi Gras. All right. Otherwise, at dawn on the first day after he marries someone else, the Little Mermaid will die with a broken heart and dissolve into sea foam upon the waves.
Oh my God.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh. After she agrees to the arrangement, the Little Mermaid swims up to the surface near the prince's castle and drinks the potion. The liquid feels like a sword piercing her body, and she passes out on the shore naked. Of course.
Is she like 12?
She's, what, 15 or 16?
Oh.
How old was she in the cartoon, the animated movie? That's okay.
Yeah.
And she was naked in the movie, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And she gets married.
Yeah.
At 16.
It's a different time.
It's a different time. It was like, what, 20, 25 years ago? It's a different time.
I mean, the time period it takes place. Yeah. Not when the movie came out.
I know. I know.
It's a different time.
You're right, right. That 80s. Was like 30 years ago.
It was the 80s.
That was a different time.
She's found by the prince, who is mesmerized by her beauty.
Mm-mm. Obviously.
I don't think that's what he's mesmerized by.
He's like, oh, a naked lady.
My eyes are up here.
And even though she is mute, he's mesmerized, right? Mm-hmm. Most of all, he likes to see her dance. Naked.
Yeah, because I was about to say they haven't established that she's in clothes yet, so of course he likes to see her dance.
And she dances for him despite suffering excruciating pain with every step.
Oh my God.
Soon the Little Mermaid becomes the prince's favorite companion and accompanies him on many of his outings, but he does not fall in love with her at all.
Till a crab sings to him.
Ooh. Kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl. Sorry, that song was so good.
That song rules.
That is a good song.
I mean, honestly, that song and Part of Her World, Part of Their World, is like, come on. Those are such bops.
They are. When Ashley Tisdale has her version of it. Yeah. I actually have that on my playlist. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. When the prince's parents encourage their son to marry the neighboring princess in an arranged marriage, the prince tells the Little Mermaid he will not because he does not love the princess.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay.
He just doesn't love anybody.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Ooh, plot twist. That'd be a better ending.
A merman comes up. He's like, hey.
It's her dad. I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
He does a little dance for him.
It is Finn.
It is Finn. Sorry, I had to make the sound effects for that. Plot twist.
He goes on to say he can only love the young woman from the temple who he believes rescued him. It turns out that the princess from the neighboring kingdom was the temple woman, and she was, as she was sent to the temple for her education. The prince declares his love for her, and the royal wedding is announced at once. So anyway, so basically, he has an arranged woman.
Yep.
An arranged marriage with this girl, and he's like, no, only save the bitch who saved me. And that bitch was like, that was me. I did that. I be saving you. And he's like, all right, we can get married.
Sounds like a deranged marriage. I'm sorry, I had to use that because really this is just sounding weird now.
A deranged marriage. I love that. All right, the prince and princess celebrate their new marriage aboard a wedding ship.
Okay, so wedding ship.
Because he wants to go back out to where he almost lost his life.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. And the little mermaid's heart breaks.
Does she turn into foam?
Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, supposedly there's a happy ending.
Oh,
supposedly.
She thinks of all that she has sacrificed and of all the pain she has endured for the prince. She despairs, thinking of the death that awaits her. But before dawn, her sisters rise out of the water and bring her a dagger that the sea witch has given them in exchange for their long, beautiful hair.
Aww.
If the little mermaid kills the prince and lets his blood drip on her feet, she will become a mermaid once more. All her suffering will end, and she will live out her full life in the ocean with her family. However, the little mermaid cannot bring herself to kill the sleeping prince lying with his new wife, and she throws the dagger and herself off the ship into the water just as dawn breaks.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
Her body dissolves into foam, but instead of ceasing to exist, she feels the warm sun and discovers that she has turned into a luminous and ethereal earthbound spirit, a daughter of the air. As the little mermaid ascends into the atmosphere, she is greeted by other daughters who tell her she has become like them because she strove with all her heart to obtain an immortal soul. Because of her selflessness, she is given the chance to earn her own soul by doing good deeds for mankind for 300 years and will one day rise up into heaven.
What? Oh my God.
What was this guy smoking when he was writing this?
Is that it?
Wait, that's it?
That's the happy ending?
That's the ending?
Oh my God. That is not happy.
God, Disney, thank you for changing that because really? That's just ridiculous. That's worse than the Cinderella story. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was wild. I loved it.
So let's take a quick break and then we will review it and talk about its interpretations.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye. And we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
Back at it again with Seafoam.
Hell yeah.
Seafoam home.
Seafoam home. Seafoam home.
All right. So let's talk about some interpretations.
Okay.
In Maria Tatar's The Annotated Classic Fairy Tales, the transformation of the Little Mermaid from sea creature to mermaid in human form and then to a creature of the air is believed to reflect Anderson's constant engagement in mutability and changes in identity. Tatar also suggests that the Little Mermaid did not give up everything for love alone. Her interpretation of the tale is one that presents a rare heroine with an investigative curiosity, which is shown through the mermaid's fascination of the unknown, the forbidden, and her intent on broadening her horizons from the start.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Yeah.
In her analysis, Virginia Borges concludes that the story contains a message about love and self-sacrifice and the dangers of accepting abuse or inconsiderate treatment in the name of love.
Oh. Wait, what? Oh.
I don't know.
Aw. I'm like, oh, not really.
Susan White interprets the story as the difficult liminal passage of the girl into the order of speech and social symbolism, power, politics, and agency, which is symbolically understood as masculine.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. You yeah. and I have the same thought there. Okay.
But this one is my favorite. Richter Norton in My Dear Boy, Gay Love Letters Through the Centuries.
Cute.
Theorizes that The Little Mermaid was written as a love letter by Hans Christian Andersen to Edvard Colin. This is based on a letter Andersen wrote to Colin upon hearing of Colin's engagement to a young woman around the same time that The Little Mermaid was written. Andersen wrote, quote, "I languish for you, for a pretty Calabrian wench. My sentiments for you are those of a woman. The femininity of my nature and our friendship must remain a mystery."
Aww. Sad.
It is sad. Andersen also sent the original story to Colin. Norton interprets the correspondence as a declaration of Andersen's homosexual love for Colin and describes The Little Mermaid as an allegory for Andersen's life.
That was him saying, "I almost stabbed you in your sleep, but then I didn't."
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, and by the way, so it's Edward Colin, not Edward Cullen.
Oh, is it?
No. I'm saying like it's Edward Colin, right? Not Edward,
not
Cullen.
Edward Cullen.
Oh.
From Twilight.
Oh, like, what are you talking about?
No, just for those of you who are listening in and maybe thinking the same thing, it's not him.
It's not him. It could be.
It could.
He did live a long time.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Theories, right?
Theories.
All right. Well, here is a picture of the statue.
So pretty.
It is pretty.
It is really, yeah.
And my sources are Wikipedia.
Thank you. That was a really fun story.
That was nice, actually. Not what I was expecting for the ending.
Right?
So it was quite the twist. Yeah. Nowadays, it's hard to do a twist like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. Yep.
I loved it. We should do more like that.
Yeah.
We absolutely can. I can make that a something that I try to do moving forward.
Yeah.
Some more of those. I think those are fun.
I
think most of them are pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
This one wasn't obviously that bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I wonder if that's part of the mermaid lore that they live 300 years, don't have souls, and whenever they die, they turn into sea foam.
I didn't know about the sea foam, but I read that supposedly they have longer lifespans than we do.
Yeah.
But that's because, like, they say that a lot of sea creatures can live longer, like sea turtles.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe one of you two will have to cover mermaids.
I will.
Or what?
I almost did, but then it was too long, and I was like, "I gotta be in a hurry."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you guys. Follow us on social media. Check out our merch. Leave us a review. And now you can actually write stuff on Spotify underneath the episodes. You can comment and say what you liked about it, which is a neat feature.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Tell us you liked having Tay on here.
Yeah. You're like, wow, Tay's voice is so nice.
I wish he was on every episode.
Thank you.
It's so mesmerizing. It makes me want to turn into seafoam.
Ooh, stop. You're turning me on. Gosh. Okay.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. Have a wonderful week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.